Welcome to D10B College. Today we're building a DJ Hype style bassline for beginners, and the key idea is simple: short notes, rude attitude, and clean dance floor function. This is not about writing a big melodic bass part. It's about making something that feels like it pushes the drop forward, locks with the drums, and leaves enough space for the snare to hit properly. DJ Hype style basslines work because they are tight, rhythmic, and confident. They usually sit in the drop section of a drum and bass tune, right next to a punchy kick, a cracking snare, hats, and often a break or top loop. The bass is part of the groove, not separate from it. So the first rule is this: always build the bass while the drums are already playing. If you write it in isolation, you'll almost always place notes in the wrong pockets. Start with a simple drum loop in Ableton. Keep it playing while you work. A kick on the strong beat, snare on 2 and 4, and some hats for motion is enough. Now let's build the bass against that pocket. This is where the style starts to make sense. You want the bass to feel like it's answering the drums, not sitting on top of them. The cleanest beginner approach is to split the bass into two layers. One track for the sub, and one track for the mid-bass. On the sub layer, use something very plain. Operator is perfect, or wavetable with a sine wave. Keep it mono, keep it smooth, and don't try to make it exciting. The sub's job is to stay solid and readable. Then make a second track for the mid-bass. This is where the attitude lives. Use wavetable, operator, or even a sampled bass tone if you've got one. Start with a simple saw or square style sound and shape it with filtering and saturation. Keep the mid layer lower in the mix than you think at first. A common beginner mistake is making the character layer too loud and letting the sub disappear underneath it. The sub should anchor the sound. The mid should speak. Now write the MIDI. Keep it simple. Two bars is enough. Four notes or fewer is more than enough. Think of this bass line like a vocal chant, not a melody run. A strong DJ Hype style phrase usually hits on an offbeat, answers the drums, leaves space for the snare, and repeats with one small change in the second bar. That little variation is what gives the loop identity. Keep the notes short, really short. In the MIDI editor, trim the note lengths so they don't blur into each other. Short notes help the groove stay punchy, and they keep the distortion from turning into mush. For the sub, short notes keep the low end tidy. For the mid-bass, short notes keep the shape readable. What to listen for here is whether the bass feels like it is ducking and springing back. It should feel percussive, not droning. If it starts to sound lazy, shorten the notes. If it feels too stiff, let one response note breathe a little longer. Small changes matter a lot in this style. When you're choosing the tone, think in two directions. If you want a cleaner jump-up sound, keep the waveform simpler, use less distortion, and leave the filter a bit more open. That gives you a playful, cheeky DJ Hype bounce. If you want a dirtier rave tone, close the filter a little, add more harmonic grit, and push the attitude. Both work. The right choice depends on whether the tune needs fun energy or heavier pressure. A strong stock Ableton chain for the mid layer is wavetable or operator into saturator, then auto filter, then EQ8. Start with saturator around 2 to 6 dB of drive, and use soft clip carefully if needed. Then use auto filter to tighten the tone, maybe with a low pass or band pass feel. After that, use EQ8 to cut any boxy low mid buildup, usually somewhere in the 200 to 500 Hz zone if the sound feels cloudy. What to listen for now is presence without loss of punch. The bass should gain character, but the note should still feel clear. You want it to have a face, not just a low hum. Why this works in D&B is because the sub gives you the foundation, while the mid bass carries the rhythmic identity. On club systems, that separation is what keeps the tune strong. If everything is packed into one patch, the low end often gets smeared once you start adding saturation or movement. Now focus on the rhythm. In this style, note length is just as important as note choice. Leave space around the snare. Treat that gap as part of the hook, not as missing energy. If the bass lands too close to the snare and masks it, shorten the note before the snare or pull the mid layer back a little. If the bass feels too empty, add a tiny pickup note before the phrase loops again. Don't rush to add more notes. Usually the fix is in the rhythm, not the harmony. This is also a good moment to check the groove at a low monitoring level. That's a really useful habit. Loud monitoring can make almost anything feel exciting, but quiet listening tells you whether the bass line is actually carrying momentum. If it still feels strong when turned down, you're on the right path. Now loop the drums and bass together for at least 8 bars. Listen in context. Does the bass leave enough room for the snare crack? Does the kick still punch through? Does the phrase still feel interesting after a few repeats, or does it just sit there? What to listen for here is the interlock. A good DJ Hype style bassline doesn't fight the drums. It locks into them. It should feel like the bass and drums are moving as one machine. Once the rhythm is working, add controlled movement, not constant movement. That's an important distinction. In this style, you want enough variation to keep the sound alive, but not so much that the groove loses its identity. A small filter move on the second half of a bar, a subtle increase in saturator drive on the second phrase, or a tiny wavitable movement can be enough. Keep the low end almost static. Put the motion in the mid-range. If the tone is working well, commit the mid-bass to audio. This is one of the smartest things you can do. Once it's printed, you stop endlessly tweaking the synth and start editing the part like a sample. You can cut the tails more precisely, duplicate a tiny bit for a response lick, or chop a fragment into a small fill. A lot of great drum and bass lines get better through versioning and resampling, not through endless plugin changes. At this point, if the riff already feels strong, don't over-design it. This style often wins through clarity and repetition with attitude. That's the whole point. Simple can be deadly when the rhythm is right. For arrangement, think in a 16-bar drop shape. Keep the first 4 bars the cleanest version of the riff. Then repeat with one small change. Maybe bar 5 to 8 adds a pickup note or a slightly stronger answer. In the next section, remove one drum layer so the bass feels bigger. Then bring in a small turnaround or stop before the end of the phrase. That gives the drop movement without destroying the identity of the hook. If you want a darker or heavier vibe, darken the mid-bass rather than the sub. Close the filter a little more, add harmonic grit there, and keep the sub playing. You can also use one rude accent note in the phrase, or make the second bar slightly more aggressive than the first. That kind of contrast goes a long way in jump up and darker rollers. A few things to watch out for. Don't make the bass too legato. Don't put movement into the sub. Don't use too many notes. Don't overdo the distortion. And don't forget mono compatibility. The low end should stay centered and focused. Wide low end might sound exciting in headphones, but it can fall apart on a club system. Keep width in the mids if you want it, not in the sub. A great beginner mindset here is to compare versions. Make one clean version, then make one slightly more driven version. Save them clearly, then choose the one that makes the drop feel more like a record. Sometimes the better version is not the one with more sound design. It's the one with better timing, better note length, and better space. So here's your challenge. Build a 2-bar DJ Hype style bass line with drums already looping. Use only stock Ableton devices. Keep it to 4 notes or fewer. Use one sub layer and one mid layer. Make exactly one version change after your first draft. Then listen back and ask yourself a few honest questions. Does the snare still cut through? Does the rhythm matter more than the melody? And does the bass still feel strong when you turn the volume down? That's the sound of a usable drop sketch. To recap, DJ Hype style bass lines are short, rude, rhythmic, and drum aware. Build them with a clean sub, a characterful mid-layer, and tight note lengths. Leave room for the snare. Use saturation for attitude, not chaos. Keep the low end solid and mono safe. And above all, make sure the riff works in context, not just in isolation. Now grab a drum loop, write your 2-bar phrase, and commit to a version. Keep it simple, keep it tight, and make it hit.